of those who are listening, even though one has a good attitude or teaches from a good attitude, it's possible still to hurt. So thus, in order to do this sort of help, it's necessary from one point of view to know that which is to be adopted and that which is to be discarded, and from the other point of view to know the interests, dispositions, and so forth of those who are going to hear the teaching. Therefore, it is impossible, as long as one is prevented from omniscience, from knowing of all objects of knowledge, for one to bring to completion the full power of teaching. Therefore, bodhisattvas consider as their real enemy these obstructions to omniscience. It said that if a bodhisattva had a choice to either get rid of the afflictive obstructions or to get rid of the obstructions to omniscience, that a choice to get rid of either one, it would choose the latter. However, since it is the case that the obstructions to omniscience are the predispositions that are posited by the afflictive obstructions, thus, in order to get rid of these predispositions which serve as the obstructions to omniscience, it's necessary to get rid of those afflictive emotions that establish those predispositions. Therefore, in order to accomplish the welfare of other sentient beings, it's necessary to get rid of both obstructions, right? Therefore, that ground or level in which the afflictive obstructions as well as their predispositions have been removed is called the ground or level of Buddhahood. So with a Buddha having the wisdom, the exalted wisdom that knows all aspects. Thus, one needs to have the thought that the purpose is to help sentient beings, and the means to do that is one's own attainment of Buddhahood.
Now that is called buddhicitta. Now you see, now that kind of mind, how to say it, at least in the minimum level,
at minimum, one must cultivate this in a fabricated way. So you should think, I'm going to achieve Buddhahood with such a path of a union of sutra and tantra, and in particular through the Kalachakra Tantra. And for this reason, I am asking for initiation.
Oh yeah,
Now, in initiation is confirmed, is conferred in dependence upon a mandala. But with regard to giving blessings, there's no definiteness that that would have to be. The initiation that's being given now is in dependence upon a mandala of colored particles. So first of all, it's necessary to make the place suitable. One investigates to see whether the place is suitable. If it is, then one assumes it. Then one
washa.
And then one takes, what do you say? Assumes the land. One makes the land clean. And thus there's one whole section of rights that is concerned with the assumption of the land. And then there's one section concerned with the preparation, these being with the preparation of the vases that are involved in the conferring of the initiation. And then there's the preparation of the deities in the mandala. And then the preparation of the students. And for the sake of convenience, it's been put together so that these are all in days all in a row. That the preparation for the student is put together with the events to follow, the actual events to follow. Then after the preparation is the actual rite itself. And what was done previously was the establishing of the mandala and the making of offerings. The first part of the preparation of the student is for the student to fix up his or her motivation. The words here are taken from the general secret tantra. This is an action tantra. It is used for many mandalas. Some seeking to achieve secret mantra for this life enter the mandala. People seeking to achieve happiness in this lifetime. If one asks for initiation out of a thought to get rid of illness in this lifetime, or to get richer, or for some success to come in this lifetime, that is a mistaken motivation. Those wishing for merit are other than them. This means that there are some people who ask to enter the mandala for the sake of accumulating merit for future lifetime. And this is also said to be mistaken. This one can also be interpreted as meaning that some seek to enter the mandala for the sake of the merit that would cause them to overcome cyclic existence entirely. But this also is said to be mistaken. Others seek the welfare of other beings in the world. The intelligent, however, should enter the mandala with many acts of faith, seeking the aim of what transcends the world. This means to altruistically seek to attain Buddhahood. And those persons may enter the mandala. The intention then is to help other sentient beings, and the means to do that is seen as the attainment of Buddhahood, and the remainder And the rest of it here sets forth the reasons for that. They should not wish for effects in this life. Those wanting this life do not accrue the aim of what transcends the world. Those generating a seeking for what transcends the world gain expansive fruits in the world. Keeping the meaning of this mind, think that the principal deity, Kalachakra, inside the mandala, as I say these words, is giving this sort of advice to you about your motivation. You should think that the Lama and the main deity of the mandala, that is to say, Kalachakra, are not different, they're the same. At this time, you should think this, meditate
this.
I'm not saying that you have to think on me as God.
Kanda di ini ngah ini, nyamne cebek kodo. Susu yang hitam tu kok.
When you're, the reason for this is that when you're engaging in the practice of Tantra, you consider the Lama to be a deity and you also consider yourself to be a deity. So in accordance with this advice, one should not be considering one's own welfare to be the most important, but should be considering others' welfare to be the most important. This is how one should be thinking.
The next
section is called the conferring of the internal initiation. This is like taking birth as a child of the main deity.
Jenny. That the land imagination can see you as Lama. Lama to you call a Lama to you call a Sani, you have a
The mode of imagination is to consider, to visualize the Lama as Kalachakra.
That the Lama to you call a Yavindu, union the Sani, you have
in union with the consort.
Say, down to Tugger Hungi, Reseki, Tugger Reseki.
And the rays of light spreading out from the Hung at the heart of the Lama go out to each person.
And the Lama Shen and Marshall.
And draw the persons in through the mouth of the Lama.
And the Lama Yun Ying Yali.
And then down through the center of the body into the lotus of the consort, in which the persons dissolve into emptiness. But this sort of dissolving into emptiness is not just a case of getting rid of or withdrawing appearance, but of reflecting on the emptiness of inherent existence. So you should reflect now on emptiness, thinking that I, all other persons and all phenomena have a nature of the emptiness of inherent existence.
Tinde, 가소리 최탐제랑 다게 선배 최탐제랑 힘매가 이야 선배 다 로티니 나 로티니 규제선 로티니 규제선 디니 트랜스폼 제니 아니 규규 홀로 시지 홍다 도질레 게베 홍다 도질레 게베 규규 홀로 시지 산이 벌써 교수 삼아치야
Then within the context of the altruistic motivation meditated earlier, one has this wisdom consciousness realizing emptiness, and you should imagine that the fusion of these consciousnesses wisdom and compassion first, you say, that these serve as the substance of appearance, and that these are transformed first into hung, and then into a vajra. And then through the transformation of those, one appears as Kalachakra. It's not necessary now to meditate on a Kalachakra with so many complicated arms and so forth. This is with one face and two arms. Then light spreads out from the seed syllable at the heart of the Lama who is Kalachakra and invites in all of the Tathagatas, all of the Buddhas who have a nature of the exalted wisdom consciousness of the undifferentiability of bliss and emptiness. These enter into the mouth of the Lama, and at the heart, the fire of attraction melts the mind of enlightenment, which emerges through the Vajra path. Through this, the students dwelling in the wisdom woman's lotus are conferred initiation. You should think that the apprehension factor of the wisdom consciousness that realizes the emptiness of non-inherent existence appears in the aspect of the deity, and that one generates the special bliss consciousness. You should think that then you emerge from the lotus of the goddess, from the goddess's lotus, and that you are set on your place outside of the eastern door. Since this is a three-level mandala with then three doors in the east, you could think that you are outside of the door of the body mandala, the third door. So it's said that prior to receiving initiation, you cannot, you are not allowed to meditate on yourself in the body of a deity. Now this is the beginning of your meditating on yourself in the body of a deity.
Human social knowledge, that you don't run your way. Not Jagat, that did a puny shame, Milo Chatechin.
The procedure of this meditation accords with the type of society that there was in India.
Karasinata, Shugo, and that Tajulun Yawanku Yawa. Lama Tajulun. Lame.
It has connection with finally, or at the end, being conferred the Vajra Master Initiation.
That completes
the fixing up of the motivation and the conferring of the internal initiation. Next is a supplication.
The
meaning of this stanza is that one is saying that the ocean of cyclic existence is full of the sea monsters, or like crocodiles, of the sufferings of birth, aging, and death.
As I was saying
the other day, at the beginning of the life, there's the suffering of birth, and at the end of the life, there's the suffering of death. And in between these two times, it's full up with the suffering of sickness and aging. In any case, there is always something going wrong. Once this is the nature of cyclic existence, this is something that we do not want, right? And one is declaring that you are the sole liberator from the ocean of cyclic existence through teaching the means of how to get beyond it. As was said earlier, it's necessary to purify the two obstructions. In this case, this being through the path of Tantra. And one is saying, I want this. And since it is the case that in order to generate such a mantra path or mantric path in one's continuum, it's necessary to take the vows and pledges, one is asking for the vows and pledges. And for this, one is also asking for the Bodhisattva vow. And for this, one is asking to assume the aspirational intention to become enlightened through a rite. And for that, one is asking asking to go to the three refuges. And one is asking for the, making a supplication for all of
these.
And one is asking to enter into the supreme city of great liberation through such technique. So you should keep this meaning in mind and then do a repetition after me in Tibetan. There is no other choice. In essence, one is saying, I want to practice the path of Tantra in order to help sentient beings, in order to become as a means to do this, want to become a Buddha, and please give me everything that's necessary for that.
Chusin Lasson Jigjaba. Tamsi Divide Jagachua
having made this supplication three times, one should think that the Lama, who is Kalachakra, makes acceptance of you.
Without anything.
Without any
saying,
He accepts you without saying anything. So let's have a break for 15 minutes. Lama If you'd like to take a walk or if you need to use the facilities.
I will sit here. You go.
The next is the causing of the student to faith in the great vehicle.
The
meaning of this, when I say child come here, means to turn away from the distractions of the marvels of cyclic existence, for I will thoroughly teach to you the practice of the secret mantra of the great vehicle, since you are a vessel of this great way. The Buddhas are beings who have an undifferentiability of the Vajras of exalted body, exalted speech, and exalted mind, and it is through the power of secret mantra or Vajra mantra that they have come to thoroughly gain this peerless exalted wisdom. With regard to this statement that Buddhas have an undifferentiability of body, speech, and mind, our own common body, speech, and mind are very different, aren't they? However, even us now, in terms of our very subtle body, speech, and mind, have an undifferentiability of body, speech, and mind. The emphasis in Highest Yoga Tantra is on this very subtle wind and mind, and the type of very subtle body, speech, and mind which we have now is that which is taken as the basis of achievement and is transformed into the exalted body, into the vajras of the exalted body, speech, and mind of a Buddha. However, without
the
Without the path of highest yoga tantra, it is impossible for us to manifest this subtlest of minds and use it for comprehension. It is also impossible for us to make use of the very subtle wind or inner energy which we already have to cause it to appear as the final of form. In order to make use of the very subtle wind and mind which we already have, it is necessary to cease the gross wind and mind.
And the wind said the pleasure energy that we receive, that mixture of energy.
This which we call wind is a special type of energy.
And
in these subtler presentations, it is wind that causes one to engage objects, that causes the fluctuation of the mind to objects. Therefore, it is an energy.
And the Tungo Nalalia,
In the Kama Chakra system, there are 10 or 12 winds or energies. When one divides the downward boarding wind into three types, one gets to have 12 winds, otherwise there are 10. And it is the wind or energy that is called Dharanjaya that causes the body to change from one moment to the next. Therefore, it's said that even a dead body has this type of wind or energy. When one forcibly stops the grosser winds and minds, then one is able to make use of the subtler winds and minds. There are no operations or drugs that you can take in order to stop these grosser winds and minds. It is by way of deep meditative stabilization or by way of special physical exercises. And it is also said that if one's having a lot of trouble, one could squeeze the channel centers at the throat. However, that's very dangerous because you wouldn't know whether you were going to die or whether you were going to manifest the subtle mind of clear life. So therefore, some of these techniques are extremely dangerous.
Oh.
Similarly, when one does wind or breath meditation, there is danger that if one doesn't succeed, if one doesn't do it well, that it can give rise to illnesses.
当然，知道我们这个呢，论功大业，我们只能过去谈谈下子的用过的。
For instance, it's generally said that people who don't know how to do this meditation well, they can easily develop headaches.
Any meaning?
The eyes ache.